بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما قال: سألت خالي هند بن أبي هالة وكان وصافا عن حلية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنا أشتهي أن يصف لي منها شيئا أتعلق به، فقال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فخما مفخما، يتلألأ وجهه تلألؤ القمر ليلة البدر، أطول من المربوع وأقصر من المشذب، عظيم الهامة، رجل الشعر إن انفرقت عقيقته فرقها وإلا فلا، يجاوز شعره شحمة أذنيه إذا هو وفره، أزهر اللون واسع الجبين، أزج الحواجب سوابغ في خير قرن، بينهما عرق يدره الغضب، أقنى العرنين، له نور يعلوه، يحسبه من لم يتأمله أشم، كث اللحية سهل الخدين، ضليع الفم مفلج الأسنان، دقيق المسربة، كأن عنقه جيد دمية في صفاء الفضة، معتدل الخلق بادن متماسك، سواء البطن والصدر، عريض الصدر بعيد ما بين المنكبين، ضخم الكراديس أنور المتجرد، إلى آخر الحديث. الحمد لله. My respected brothers, elders and friends, these ahadith that have been recited are on the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his outstanding, remarkable qualities and his blessed and beautiful features, which are known as Al-Shama'il Al-Muhammadiyyah. And this kitab has been written by a very great luminary of Islam, a world-renowned scholar of this world, who enjoys the honor of being amongst the top senior-ranking muhaddithin of this world, who is none other than Imam Abu Isa Muhammad bin Isa At-Tirmidhi Rahimahullah, Rahmatan Wasi'a, who enjoys the privilege and the honor of being amongst the senior high-ranking ulama and scholars of this ummah, the likes of Imam al-Bukhari, Muslim bin al-Hajjaj. And he was blessed with a phenomenal, outstanding, remarkable memory. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Hafidhullah has written in his commentary of Tirmidhi, he has narrated an incident of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah and his remarkable, outstanding memory, that once during his old age, after losing his sight, after turning blind, he was traveling with his students, mounted on his conveyance. And as they were traveling, his students noticed that he suddenly dropped his head, he lowered his back, and he began to hold his conveyance firmly. So they were quite surprised. So they inquired from him, what was the reason for doing this? And he's blind, and he replies that, I don't want to hurt myself or get injured in the branches of this tree. So the students were even more surprised, and they remarked, perhaps there had been some tree here in the past. As for now, we can't see any tree. Upon hearing this, this imam became very restless and anxious, and he immediately instructed his students, go and find out from the people living in this town, the local residents, had there been any tree here in the past or not? And he then mentions to them that if they reply in the negative, I will refrain from narrating a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this means my memory had weakened. The students fulfill his instruction. They go and inquire from the people living nearby, and they all have replied that at that very same spot, precisely, there had been a tree. The branches were quite low, that would inconvenience the travelers passing by, and therefore the tree had been uprooted. This was the phenomenal memory Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. And this was the mission of the scholars of hadith, the ulama of this ummah, to preserve the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass it from generation to generation. This is the speciality of this ummah and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that every statement, every action, every tacit approval, every quality and feature of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam has reached us through sound chains of transmission. Unlike the previous scriptures, the previous religions, where anyone had the authority to attribute anything to their prophet, when it comes to the deen of Islam, every ayah of Quran, every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to be authentically proven with a sound chain of narrators going up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the credit goes to the ulama of this ummah, especially the scholars of hadith, those who struggled and had to undergo great difficulties and had to endure so many challenges in order to preserve the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then pass it on from generation to generation. I will suffice in mentioning one story that will illustrate and will give us some idea of how much effort the muhaddithin have made, how much sacrifice they have made to preserve and protect the sunnah and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very famous imam of Islam by the name of Baqi bin Makhlad, rahimahullah. He has written the most extensive hadith book. So he was born and brought up in Andalus, which is Spain in Europe. But from a young age, he had this great and deep desire, the zeal and enthusiasm to go and study under Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, was living in Baghdad, Iraq. So Baqi ibn Makhlad, rahimahullah, undertakes this lengthy journey. Unlike today, where traveling has become very easy. In the past, the travels were extremely tedious, very cumbersome, very challenging. At times, they would get robbed by hijackers. All their wealth would get looted. Baqi ibn Makhlad, rahimahullah, travels from Andalus, Spain. And he travels all the way to Baghdad, which is more than 5,000 kilometers. He travels on foot, travels by his animal. And when he arrives in Baghdad, at that time, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was banned from conducting any lesson on hadith. Because of him standing up to defend the haqq and the truth, there was a court order passed against him by the tyrant and the oppressive rulers, restricting him and preventing him from conducting any lesson or teaching hadith to any person. So Baqi ibn Makhlad rahimahullah comes to Imam Ahmad, and then he knocks on the door. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah welcomes him. Where are you coming from? What's your intention? And he says, I've come from Spain. What's your intention? To learn hadith under you. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah tells him, you are well aware of my condition. I am not permitted to teach hadith to anyone. I cannot conduct any lesson of hadith. And if I have to do so, then you and I both will be imprisoned. If you are sincere in your intention, I can put forward a suggestion to you. So Baqi ibn Makhlad rahimahullah said, by all means, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says to him, that pretend that you have come here for begging. Wear the clothes of a beggar. Act like you have no wealth, you have no money, and your intention is to seek financial assistance. Every day at a certain time you knock on my door and you say the words that the beggars of Baghdad would say, Al-ajra, al-ajra ra'akum Allah. Knocking on the door, may Allah reward you, please give me something, may Allah protect you. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, I will open the door, I will then give you one or two loaves of bread, and as I'm passing on these loaves of bread to you, I will narrate to you one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you can then try and memorize those ahadith. Baqi ibn Makhlad rahimahullah accepted this suggestion, and for years he remained in this condition, knocking on the door of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, acting as if he was a beggar. Imam Ahmad would give him a loaf of bread, teach him one or two ahadith, and this is how he became one of the greatest muhaddithin of this ummah. So this was the zeal, the enthusiasm of the scholars of hadith and the ulama of this ummah to preserve the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we find that this kitab, which has more than 400 ahadith dedicated to the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his noble qualities, his beautiful features, everything has been documented in the books of sunnah and ahadith and has authentically reached us with a sound chain of transmission. Coming to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Hassan bin Ali, radiallahu anhu, was the illustrious grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu once went to his uncle by the name of Hind bin Abi Hala. And Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu requested his uncle Hind bin Abi Hala to describe some of the Mubarak features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hind bin Abi Hala radiallahu anhu accepted this request, and he now starts to describe the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He starts off by saying, Kana fakhman mufakhama. Your great illustrious grandfather, the Messenger of Allah, was great himself, and he was great in the eyes of people. He was held in high esteem in the eyes of others. يَتَلَأْلَأُ وَجْهُهُ تَلَأْلُؤَ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. His face would radiate with nur and shine like the 14 full moon. أَطْوَلَ مِنَ الْمَرْبُوعِ. He was taller than a man of average height. وَأَقْصَرَ مِنَ الْمُشَذَّبِ. Yet not very tall. عَظِيمَ الْهَامَ. He had a moderately large head. رَجِلَ الشَّعْرِ. With a slight curl to his hair. إِنْ فَرَقَتْ عَقِيقَتُهُ فَرَقَهَا وَإِلَّا فَلَا. If his hair naturally made a middle path, he would allow it to do so, but he would not take the pain and the strain to make a middle path in his hair. His hair would just cross his earlobes, at times touch his shoulders. أَزْهَرَ اللَّوْنِ. He was fair in complexion, bright in his appearance. وَاسِعَ الْجَبِينِ. He had a moderately broad forehead with very fine eyebrows. Between his two eyebrows was a vein that would expand and protrude at the time of anger, through which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum could recognize the anger on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أَقْنَ الْعِرْنِينَ. He had a long nose with a fine tip, and he says above his nose was nur and light. كَثَّ اللِّحْيَ. He had a thick and dense beard. سَهْلَ الْخَدَّيْنَ. With very smooth cheeks. ضَلِيعَ الْفَمْ. A moderately wide mouth. مُفَلَّجَ الْأَسْنَانِ. With a gap between his two front teeth. دَقِيقَ الْمَسْرُبَ. A fine line of hair running from his chest to his belly. And then he describes the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, his neck was bright and would shine like pure silver. مُعْتَدِلَ الْخَلْقِ. Every part of his body was in moderation. بَادِنٌ مُتَمَاسِكٌ. His body was fully fleshed and proportionately jointed. سَوَاءٌ الْبَطْنُ وَالصَّدْرُ. His belly and chest were both proportionately in line. عَرِيدُ الصَّدْرِ. He had a broad chest and broad shoulders. ضَخْمُ الْكَرَادِيسِ. The bones of his joints were strong and fully formed. أَنْوَرُ الْمُتَجَرِّدِ. He was fair in complexion, bright in his appearance, with very no hair on his cheeks. And then he goes on describing the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had long forearms with wide palms. شَثْنُ الْكَفَّيْنِ وَالْقَدَمَيْنِ. The palms and his feet were fully fleshed. And then he says, إِذَا زَالَ زَالَ قَلَعًا. When he would walk, he would walk raising his legs from the ground with strength and vigor. And he would take huge steps as if he was declining from a hill or from a slope. And he would walk with a pace. إِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. Whenever he had to speak to anyone, address anyone, he would not just turn his face, but rather his entire body and give that person full attention. خَافِضُ الطَّرَفِ. We always found that his gaze was fixed to the ground. نَظَرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلُ مِن نَظَرِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He would more often have his gaze fixed to the ground than to the sky. Commentators of this hadith explain, at times he would raise his head to the sky in anticipation of revelation. جُلُّ نَظَرِهِ الْمُلَاحَظَةِ. Very rarely would he stare at anything of this world. يَسُوقُ أَصْحَابَ. And he would choose to stay at the back when they would travel. كَانَ يَتَخَلَّفُ فِي الْمَسِيرِ. He would choose and prefer to walk at the back. Why? What was his intention? يَزْجُرُ الضَّعِيفِ. He would encourage the one who was weak. He would motivate those who were too tired. And he would make dua for them. وَيَبْدُرُ مَنْ لَقِيَهُ بِالسَّلَامِ Anyone that came in front of him, he was the first to meet. Then Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah brings the hadith of Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu an, who says one night, it was a very bright night, 14 full moon. And I looked and I stared at the moon. And then I looked at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And most certainly his face was brighter and more handsome than the 14 full moon. Abu Huraira radiallahu an says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ I have not seen anything more beautiful than the Mubarak face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The famous poet of the Ansar, Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu an, it is found in many manuscripts of his book and his diwan, where he recited these couplets praising Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, in which he tried to encapsulate all these shama'il. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي That my eye has not fallen upon any human being more beautiful than you. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ And no woman has given birth to any child more handsome than you. This was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The purpose of studying his shama'il is to inculcate within us his noble qualities, and secondly to increase our love for our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Authentic hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, لا يؤمن أحدكم None of you will attain complete iman until I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, become more beloved to him than his parents, his children, and every single person. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum were a practical living example of this hadith, that they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than anything else, and therefore they were prepared to sacrifice any and everything for the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because loving Him is an essential part of Iman, integral part of our faith. Just to one short incident of Sahaba radiallahu anhum showing love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there was a Sahabi by the name of Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu. He was once sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one person comes and complains, Ya Rasulullah, my neighbor has a tree and the branches are falling into my property. The gist of this narration that appears in the Musnad from Ahmad rahimullah, and is inconveniencing me very much. Would you please speak to my neighbor for me? So the neighbor was summoned in the majlis, in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes an offer to him. Habli an-nakhla bi-nakhlatin fil jannah. Would you gift me your palm tree and I guarantee you a tree in Jannah? And this neighbor refuses to give this tree to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu overhears this conversation. So he immediately comes forward. Ya Rasulullah, is this offer only for him or anyone who secures the tree for you? Nabi alayhi salam says, whoever will be able to give me that tree that is inconveniencing this sahabi, whoever gives me this tree, I guarantee him a tree in Jannah. Abu Dahdah goes to this person. And then he makes a deal. Opportunity to earn the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he goes and tells him that I have a garden. Some commentators have written that he had a garden that consisted of more than 600 palm trees, with a stream of water running through his garden. His house was built on his garden. So he tells this person that I will give you all my trees. I will give you my house, my entire farm, my entire garden, in exchange of your one palm tree. This person thought he was making a joke. Are you mocking me? He said, by Allah, these are my witnesses. I will give you everything. So who would not accept such an offer? So he accepts this offer. Abu Dahdah goes back. As he's about to enter his garden, he sees his wife and his children. And he shouts out, come out, come out. So his wife asks him, what's the matter? What's going on? Come in, discuss. He says, this property no longer belongs to me. And it belongs to someone else. I cannot enter this garden anymore. Imagine going back home and telling our families to leave immediately. And may Allah Rabbul Izzah help those in the land of Palestine who are being driven out of their homes daily. So she immediately was very shocked. So where is the garden? Who did you sell it to? What did you get in return? So he says, I have sold the garden, and in return we're going to get a tree in Jannah. He sold 600 palm trees, his house, his garden, for a tree in Jannah. Look at her immediate response. رَبِحَ الْبَيْعُ وَاللَّهِ. What a profitable transaction. One narration states that she began to take out the dates from the hands of her children. One narration says that one of her children had some dates in her mouth. She immediately took out those dates. And she said that this is now given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to earn one tree in Jannah. Shortly thereafter, the battle of Uhud is taking place. Imagine he already earned the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's guaranteed Jannah. And shortly thereafter, the battle of Uhud is taking place. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was endangered. The enemy had surrounded him. The only way to rescue him was to form a human wall around the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, without thinking twice, they immediately made a human wall around him. And they took the arrows of the enemy in their chest, on their faces, on their hands, one after the other. Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu also remained patient. And he took one arrow, second arrow, until he fell to the ground, breathed his last, and he became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made these remarks or these comments. كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ مُعَلَّقٍ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَاحِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. How many branches Allah is going to give him in Jannah for his sacrifice, for his love for Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum practically taught us how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to fulfill every sunnah of his, to do exactly what he wanted us to do. This is how we will earn the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also together with that to increase our salawat and our durood upon him. It is our belief, it is our yaqeen, our conviction that every salat, every durood that is being recited, it is conveyed to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he replies to each and every salam that is made. And the closest to him on the day of Qiyamah are those who frequently send salat and durood upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Page 125. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء. وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
إن شاء الله we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say La ilaha illallah, our mashayikh explain that we say La, La means no, we are negating. We are making nafi, nafi to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say La to all the spiritual maladies we are suffering from, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the hatred, love for haram. We say La to it. And we say Illallah. We fill our hearts with the ma'rifat of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say La ilaha illallah. Think, just ponder that everything in the world is saying La ilaha illallah with us. The trees are saying Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah. The mountains. The earth is saying La ilaha illallah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the jinn, the angels, all the animals, the birds, every pebble, every stone, every droplet of rain, everything, you say La ilaha illallah. And you say Allah, Allah, we feel the same. And take it, take the name of Allah Ta'ala with love. So we are learning how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our tongues become moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the person who makes the dhikr of Allah and the one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like the living person and the dead person. One who makes the dhikr of Allah is like a living person. One who fails to take the name of Allah, who fails to make the dhikr of Allah, is like a dead person. Rasulullah said that our tongues should be moist with the dhikr of Allah. We're driving in our car, take the name of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and enjoy taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. We're sitting in solitude, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you make dhikr a little bit loud, sometimes it is soft, sometimes silently, but we should not disturb any person here. We're in this gathering now, we are learning how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we become the dhakireen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and Majid, whenever he mentioned dhikr, then he also always mentioned the word kathiran. وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Dhikr is such an ibadat that we don't even require wudu for. Anytime you're making dhikr, you're on the bed, when you sleep you're making dhikr, you're sitting up you're making dhikr, standing you're making dhikr, you're sitting you're making dhikr, and you should make in abundance. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. May Allah Ta'ala make us from the dhakirin, shakirin. May Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Such a beautiful night, only Allah knows best whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not. But our job is to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg from Him. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا، أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا، اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا. اللهم تقبل توبتنا، اللهم تقبل توبتنا، اللهم تقبل توبتنا، واغسل حوبتنا، وأجب دعوتنا، واسلل سخيمة صدورنا، واهد قلوبنا، وثبت حجتنا، وسدد ألسنتنا، واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما وخيرا وبركات وهدى وزهدا وتقا وعفة وعافية وسلما وسلاما وأمنا وإيمانا. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اللہ ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، اللہ ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں، اللہ ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں. اللہ اے مالک کریم، یا اللہ تو اللہ ہے، تو خالق ہے. یا اللہ the poet who came to the Kaaba, my Allah. یا اللہ he left all his poetry, my Allah. All he said, اللہم انت انت وانا انا واللہ you are you and I am I. Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim. Allah, I am the greatest sinner, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I am full of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, again, my Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. We don't have the words to ask from you, my Allah. We don't have the expressions, Ya Allah, to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, a beggar doesn't even say anything, my Allah. His facial expression shows how much in need he is, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person sees a beggar, my Allah, begging, Ya Allah, and he's got a facial expression of want, Ya Allah, and need, Ya Allah, the person feels sorry and gives him something, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, Ya Allah. You're the most merciful of all those who show mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, see how we need you, my Allah. Have pity upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our begging bowls in front of you, my Allah. You give us his hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised his hands to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our simple words, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading to you, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, that name of yours, Ya Allah, that you have shown certain people in this world, my Allah, that if they take that name, the du'as are accepted, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever your Ismi Azam is, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your beautiful names, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula, my Allah. Have mercy upon us, my Allah. Forgive us tonight, my Allah. Bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have come. Ya Allah, they've waited in the masjid, my Allah. They're sitting here, so many of them from Isha Salah, my Allah. They read entire Tarawih, my Allah. They sat for the first program, my Allah. They're still sitting for the second program, my Allah. They haven't gone home, my Allah. Ya Allah, because they want you, my Allah. They are begging from your mercy, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. They are listening, my Allah. Earnestly, my Allah. Sincerely, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. Ab tu raham farma. Karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, you show us, my Allah, the way to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you show us the way to you, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path, my Allah. Keep us on the straight path, my Allah. Help us to take steps towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, come running towards us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mother feels pity for her child, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mother won't sleep, Ya Allah, until the child hasn't eaten food, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, and we have read, my Allah, that you have far more mercy and pity than a mother has for her child. You have far more mercy for the ummati of Rasulullah SAW. Especially a person who has turned to you, my Allah. We are making inabah to you, my Allah. We are making rujoo to you, my Allah. Tonight we are making sincere tawbah, istighfar. Grant us tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Allah, hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. We regret committing those sins, my Allah. Allah, we regret committing those sins, my Allah. Allah, we feel terrible, my Allah. We feel embarrassed, my Allah. Ya Allah, but because nobody has to turn to, my Allah. You know our reality, my Allah. You created us, my Allah. From head to toe, you know us well, my Allah. You know us in the deep recesses of our hearts, my Allah. You know our actions, my Allah. You know our intentions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot hide from you, my Allah. In tonight's Tarawih we read, لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing can be hidden from you, my Allah. Not a particle in the skies or the earth, my Allah. Allah, you know every single thing, my Allah. You are alimul ghaybi wa shahada, my Allah. Allah, dunya you have created, my Allah. Akhirat you have created, my Allah. You are the khaliq of dunya, khaliq of akhirah. You are the khaliq of the skies and the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars. You created angels, my Allah. You created Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, you created jinn, my Allah. You created insan, my Allah. Animals you have created, my Allah. Insects and birds, my Allah. The mountains you have created, my Allah. The sands you have created, my Allah. The different worlds you have created, my Allah. Every planet you have created, my Allah. The skies belong to you, my Allah. The earth belongs to you, my Allah. Beneath the skies and beneath the earth, my Allah. Above the skies belong to you, my Allah. Beneath the earth belongs to you, my Allah. Between the skies and earth belong to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the owner of your arsh, my Allah. Ya Zal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Zal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Zal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Allah, you are Maliki Yawmiddin, my Allah. You are the master of the day of judgment, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah especially, my Allah. When every person is running to and fro, my Allah. Mothers will abandon the children, my Allah. Children will run away from their parents, my Allah. Husband away from his wife, my Allah. Parents from their children, fathers and children from their parents, my Allah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Allah, on that day when our nama amal will be presented to us, my Allah. Our registers will be presented to us, my Allah. Nothing will be hidden, my Allah. Nothing will be missing, my Allah. Every single deed that we committed, my Allah. Good and bad will be glaring before us, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We need your compassion, your mercy, my Allah. Especially on that day, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially on that day, my Allah. When our amal will be weighed, my Allah. Let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Make our good deeds become weighty so we may become successful, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. Transform our bad deeds to good deeds, my Allah. Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, that when there's a gathering, Allah, and the people are taking your name and making your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, at the end of the gathering, my Allah, you make the angel announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيَّاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Your Allah has transformed your bad deeds to good deeds. Ya Allah, make us stand in that condition now, my Allah. After this dua, my Allah, that you have completely cleansed and purified us, my Allah. You have forgiven us completely, my Allah. That we are newborn babies, my Allah. And we have turned over a new leaf, my Allah. And give us istiqamat on taqwa, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen. How long are we going to hear the word taqwa, 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 muttaqeen? Grant it to us, my Allah. Grant us your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us leave this world without recognizing you, my Allah. Do not make us leave this world without getting, ya Allah, the taste of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us such that we read 5 times salat every single day, my Allah. Ya Allah, the men in the masjid, my Allah. Women folk at home, my Allah. Don't make us discard our salat, my Allah. Ramadan came, my Allah. We made solemn promises to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoying this Ramadan, my Allah. Accept our rozas, my Allah. Accept our taraweeh, my Allah. Accept our tilawat, our tasbihat, our sadaqat, our khairat. Whatever good we are doing, my Allah. It is only from you, my Allah. It is only your father and karam upon us, my Allah. We can never do it on our own, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. We know it's not worthy of being presenting to you, my Allah. But my Allah, you are ash-shakur. You appreciate, my Allah. You appreciate, my Allah. Despite our feeble efforts, my Allah. Despite our deficiencies and weaknesses, my Allah. Allah, despite the fact that our ibadat is not how it should be performed, my Allah. Still you appreciate it, my Allah. You are so kind and loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard about your love, my Allah. Grant us your love now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. Our brothers, ya Allah, they have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, if somebody got some domestic problem, my Allah, remove that problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, if somebody's children are disobedient to them, my Allah, change the conditions, ya Allah. Put muhabbat in the hearts of the children for their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, if some parents are, ya Allah, abusing their children, ya Allah,
Raham on the parents' heart, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah. Unite the ulama, my Allah. Unite the awam, my Allah. Let us become good people now, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us understand Quran. Make us follow the Quran. Make us hold on to Quran. Make us make amal on the Quran. Make us make tabligh of the Quran. Make us spread your kalam e paak, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. If anybody has got some sickness, my Allah, some illness, my Allah, give him complete shifa. Give her complete shifa. There are so many, Allah, all of us are sick, my Allah. Allah, we've got spiritual sicknesses, my Allah. They're just going more and more and more day by day, my Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded with sins, my Allah. Kalla barrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Give us a qalbi sareem. Give us a pure heart, my Allah. Allah, do not make us make zina with our eyes. Zina with the limbs, ya Allah. Do not make us see haram, my Allah. Do not make us hear haram, my Allah. Help us to control our tongues, my Allah. Help us to control our tongues, ya Allah. Make us become good people, my Allah. How long are we going to be bad people and evil people, my Allah? If anybody has got some financial problem, my Allah, there are so many people, ya Allah. They're in debts, my Allah. They are trying desperately, my Allah. Allah, it is difficult for them to beg and borrow, my Allah. It is hard for them, my Allah. It is embarrassing for them, my Allah. There are so many widows in our community, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nobody to look after them, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to look after them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you create ways for them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Whoever is in debts, my Allah, help him to fulfill his qaraz and debts, my Allah. Put pity in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be, create the sabil and the means of him, ya Allah, clearing his debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the people who got depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. There are people who have got waswasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who have got evil thoughts, ya Allah. And they feel they're committing suicide. Protect them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Don't make them commit suicide, my Allah. Ya Allah, they got some problem, my Allah. Guide them, help them, my Allah. Whatever worries we have, my Allah. We are well aware of those things that are troubling us, my Allah. We've got nobody else to complain to but you, my Allah. Allahumma inni ashku bathi wa hizni ilayka, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah cried to you, Allah, in Taif and said, oh Allah, I'm complaining only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm lamenting only to you, my Allah. You're the only one who hears, my Allah. You have said in the 28 juz, my Allah, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلِ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زُوجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, when that woman came to complain about her husband who was ill-treating her, ya Allah, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala was in the time, a little room of her home, ya Allah, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his woman was whispering to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha could not hear this conversation. Ya Allah, you heard it in the heavens, my Allah. You said, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we read namaz also, we said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Ya Allah, you are sami' and basir. You are all hearing and all seeing, my Allah. You know the conditions of ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know our conditions, my Allah. We beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, haath jor karke, ya Allah. Ya Allah, haath jor karke, ya Allah, tere saamne, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum jhuk rahe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we bowing before you, my Allah. We can't bow down before anybody else, ya Allah. You make your shukr, you give us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you didn't give us iman, tonight we would not be in a masjid, my Allah. We would not have been making sajda before you. Ya Allah, we make a shukr to you, ya Allah. Do not snatch away this iman, my Allah. Do not take away this iman from us, or from our children, or our grandchildren, or our progeny, my Allah. Let there be not a single murtad in our families, my Allah. Let there not be a single renegade in our zurriyat, my Allah. Grant a zurriyat and tayyibah, pious progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good people, my Allah. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patiya rahmatullahi alayhi. Ya Allah, he cried and cried in this masjid. Ya Allah, we are seeing the fruits of his efforts, my Allah. He is no longer with us today, ya Allah. Ya Allah, more than 14 years have gone past, my Allah. But still we can feel his, ya Allah, the efforts of all the sacrifices he made, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight. There are so many people sitting in this gathering. There are so many elders at home, ya Allah, listening to this program, who are close to him, my Allah. Oh, he guided, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were in the wrong path, my Allah. Ya Allah, he used to cry for them, my Allah. He showed them the right path, ya Allah. Ya Allah, he did not do it for any dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make his qabr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it full of noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, make his qabr full of noor, my Allah. You bless him, my Allah. Give him the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, these mashayikh and these people, ya Allah, they were your friends, my Allah. They have left us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make only this come remain now, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are signs of qiyama now, my Allah. We are sitting in front of us, my Allah. Ham to bahut, ya Allah, zaeef hai, kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, before qiyama comes, my Allah,
Protect us, may Allah. Protect us from all the fitnas of Qiyamah, may Allah. All the fitna before Qiyamah. Protect our women folk. Protect our youngsters, may Allah. Protect our youth, may Allah. Protect us, may Allah. Protect our elders, may Allah. Protect our scholars and ulama, may Allah. Allah, make us be on haqq and hidayat, may Allah. Make us become a means of haqq and hidayat. Don't make us go astray, may Allah. Don't make us lead others astray, may Allah. Allah, don't make us become, ya Allah, children of dunya, may Allah. Make us be sons of akhirat, may Allah. Give us zuhud in this world, ya Allah. Give us qana'at, may Allah. Give us contentment, may Allah. Make us appreciate the ni'mat you have given us, may Allah. Don't make us become chronic complainers, may Allah. All the time we complain and complain and complain. The wives complain. The men complain. Children complain. The youth complain. Ya Allah, we don't make any shukr, may Allah. Ya Allah, in Palestine, oh masoom children, may Allah. They've got no morsel of food to eat, may Allah. We've got delicacies on our table, may Allah. Varieties of savories, may Allah. It was so much, may Allah. Ya Allah, we will go home, you will have some dessert. Ya Allah, they've got no water. There's no aid being going inside, may Allah. Everything is being obstructed by the enemy, may Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Razak, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Razak, may Allah. You provide, ya Allah. You are the provider. You don't need any trucks to support any person. You don't need any food to give. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, may Allah. We've got yaqeen in you, may Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we're begging you, may Allah. Some person's ameen, may Allah. Somebody's sincerity, may Allah. Change the conditions, may Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies, may Allah. Batil ko halak kar dijiye. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies, may Allah. Ya Allah, they are making a mockery of deen, mockery of Islam, mockery of Muslims. Ya Allah, they are causing pain. Ya Allah, this is the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, these are the people whose children will be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi. Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, they've got a strong iman. Help them, may Allah. Protect them, may Allah. They've got no shelter, may Allah. They've got no protection. They've got no tents, may Allah. They were just rebuilding their homes, may Allah. They're thinking they're going to be in comfort, may Allah. When those enemies, Allah. Ya Allah, what they did to them, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak ummat. We are weak ummat, may Allah. We are bringing you from far, may Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Kareem, ya Allah. You are Kareem, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, may Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions for better, may Allah. Strengthen them, may Allah. Strengthen Islam and the Muslim, may Allah. Ya Allah, let us show the world Islam is a peace-loving religion, may Allah. Bring the ummah to Allah who is not an iman. Give them iman, may Allah. Take them out of kufr, may Allah. Take them out of the darknesses of zulam and kufr and shirk and nifaq, ya Allah. Bring them into hidayat and iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us hadin mahdiyin. Don't make us become dhalin mudhillin. Ya Allah, make us become keys to good, may Allah, and locks to evil, may Allah. Do not make us become locks to good and keys to evil, may Allah. Protect us from becoming a means of fitna. Don't make us be caught in any fitna, may Allah. Help our ummah. Guide us. Guide all of us, may Allah. Don't make us slip, may Allah. Allah, don't make our students slip, may Allah. Don't make our friends slip, may Allah. Our family members, may Allah. Protect us. Ham to kamzor hai, Allah. Allah, we're bound to make mistakes, may Allah. But help us to make tawbah immediately, may Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, may Allah. We're begging you today, ya Allah. You have said in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُمَّ آتِ نُفُوسَنَا تَقْوَاهَا وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, ya Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, especially those who are sick, my Allah. Especially the elderly people who requested duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many. Ya Allah, don't make us muhtaj in any person. Ya Allah, don't make us muhtaj. Ya Allah, the days have come, my Allah, when the elderly have become muhtaj. There's nobody to take care of them, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, don't make us muhtaj. Give us good health, my Allah. Give us barakat in our health, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, barakat in our amhal, barakat in our deen. Ya Allah, make our masajid thrive, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them abad, my Allah. Full our masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them in ur and hidayat, ya Allah. Don't make it be such, ya Allah, that there's only zulmat, ya Allah, and kharabu min al huda, and we are bereft of guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, this masjid, my Allah. Great people came here, my Allah. Great mashayikh, your awliya came, ya Allah.
mujahid, my Allah. Make this masjid abad, my Allah. Fill your nur in this masjid, my Allah. Allah, they are trying to renovate, ya Allah. Do some renovations, ya Allah. You help us, ya Allah. Make us the means of, ya Allah, contributing, ya Allah, towards the renovation of this masjid, my Allah. And all those who, Allah, who are spending any amount, my Allah, ya Allah, even a single cent, my Allah, ya Allah, you bless them from your unseen treasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them happiness in this dunya. Ya Allah, you make, give them salvation in the akhirat. Give them barakat in their lives, my Allah. And for all other good works of deen, other masajid, ya Allah, wherever they are constructing, my Allah, solely for your pleasure. Give us ikhlas, my Allah. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, zillat, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, pareshani, ya qadhi al-hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله help us to cross moon sirat with this bit of lightning my Allah give us a good deed in our right hand my Allah make us be successful in the day of Qiyamah my Allah يا الله give us a strong iman make us die with iman my Allah يا الله And make our, ya Allah, entry to Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, again, my Allah, we're begging you, my Allah. Whatever jais muraz our brothers and sisters have tonight, ya Allah, fulfill all the jais muraz, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us of Laylul Qadr, whichever night it is, my Allah. Don't make us become sick and weak, ya Allah, that we cannot stand up in ibadat, my Allah, and we get sick and then we are deprived of Laylul Qadr, my Allah. Give us good health right till the end, my Allah, and accept it, my Allah. Accept Ramadan from us, ya Allah, make us see many Ramadans in a good condition, my Allah. Each day, ya Allah, make us increase us in spirituality, my Allah, and your qurb, my Allah, and your love in your love and love of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana hablana min azwa وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة يما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين يا الله all those making اعتكاف accept the اعتكاف make it be easy for them my Allah make them spend their time correctly and value their time يا الله they are making easy for us the day sitting for اعتكاف يا الله you bless them يا الله يا الله you accept the اعتكاف wherever اعتكاف is taking place حرمين شريفين مسجد الأقصى so many brothers have gone there my Allah make it be easy for them my Allah to enter into مسجد الأقصى my Allah Allah do not chase them away my Allah Allah open the doors for them my Allah and in this masjid wherever they make اعتكاف accept all the i'tikaf whatever program take place may Allah accept it granted ikhlas and maqbuliyat rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin Allah we can read tahajjud namaz 2 rakats 4 rakats but please do not obstruct any person and do not make any noise as we live in the masjid People are making a tikkah. We've got neighbors, non-Muslim neighbors also. That will show the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.